meal of the day.
Breakfast Food with Leisha Jones on 95BFM.
Breakfast Food, good time for Breakfast Food. Hi, how are you?
Good. I know, isn't the timing for Breakfast Food just so on point?
How are you?
Very good.
You're heading over to the exotic nation of formerly known as Siam.
Yes,
Thailand later on today. That's exciting for someone who's into food. But before you go, you're going to give us a good swift Easter guidelines sort of chat.
I want to talk about not wasting food this Easter because we waste a disgusting amount of food in this society. We do.
Wait, is it just our eyes are bigger than our tummies?
People cook too much, and then I think they don't want to see the same thing, you know, the next day. So it's about being creative.
And also, I feel like there's always more. So you always can just be like, oh, it doesn't matter if I throw that out because I'll just go and buy something else.
Yeah, but I mean,
you know?
Similar to what we were talking about off air before, sure, you just think out exactly how much food you're proportioning out per person.
And
then,
thing, but
You know, then you don't have any leftovers. Then you're not cursed with the trouble. Or is it actually a blessing?
Someone told me a crazy statistic that it was like we waste 300% more than like 5 years ago.
A third of all food gets wasted. So whether that's like at the farming
ridiculous.
Stage or the production stage or supply
that's
or whatever.
Ridiculous.
So anything you can do in your own home kitchen to reduce that would be appreciated by the world.
Yeah. if you drop something on the kitchen floor, just pick it up and eat it.
Oh yeah, definitely. Yeah.
What?
No.
Who wouldn't do that?
Some people don't. Some
really?
People are really funny about that. Yeah.
Yeah. No, I would.
I mean, it's not like you'd be walking on the floor for the last 5 hours or anything like that. It's salmonella and all sorts of stuff. But yeah, you'd be sweet.
How much is something really going to pick up off the floor? Anyway.
So the key to using your leftovers, loving your leftovers, is to make them look appealing the next day. So don't like slop everything into a bowl, just put Glad Wrap on the top. Yeah, you want to separate it out and label it properly in the fridge so that you can see what you've got the next day. Yeah, you can't have like the lamb next to the beans, you know.
What do you label it?
I see that.
Leftovers. No.
Yeah, or just at least just in separate containers so you can see what you've got, you know. Yeah. And then a couple of really good things for using up leftovers, like any leftover roast vegetables or like beans or any vegetables, you can chuck basically anything into a frittata.
Good call.
Yeah.
Good call.
Nice.
It's not very Eastery though, a frittata though, is it?
No, but for like, say, like for a Monday lunch, you know, when you've got all the leftovers kicking around, you're kind of sick of cooking.
It makes it sound quite fun too. Guys, we're just going to have frittata for lunch.
And
When
I think of frittata, I do think Easter, because I think, you know, grab your picnic blanket, bring your frittata, sit down,
I don't hear a lot of
like a
religious holiday in your Easter celebrations.
No,
there's
not a lot of religious holiday.
So a quiche is another great one. You can chuck almost anything in a quiche.
And, it's another fun one, isn't it?
Yeah.
Quiche.
Yeah.
Frittata.
Fun to eat.
Get some cheese in there, you know, and
any bottle of bubbles or something, eh?
With frittata or quiche, is there a pastry there?
Frittata does generally not have a pastry. Quiche does. So
is that the difference?
Yeah, you would make a frittata in like a, you know, quiche pan just without the... You just
is a frittata more casual than a quiche?
Way around. Anybody could whip up a frittata.
Because you just pretty much put all the veggies in and pour egg on top,
Yeah,
right?
You just would whisk up like a dozen eggs and put all your veggies in and then put it into a cake tin or a frittata, you know.
Whatever.
Yeah, and bake it. And that's it. Cheese on top. Yeah.
Cheese on top, yum.
And then...
This is solid advice.
Yeah, that's great.
Good advice.
So a really great recipe for leftover peas, if you've got a ton of leftover peas, is you make
which is unbelievable because it's so delicious. Why would you have any leftover?
Well, you know, because I think people...
I didn't know you were such a fan of peas. You would have liked my pea macaroni I made the other day. Anyway, story for another time.
So you blend them into like a chunky pea pesto with parmesan and lemon and garlic, salt and pepper.
So the chunky pea pesto, I'm just sorry to keep prying, but the chunky pea pesto is not, the peas aren't the chunky bit, are
they? So you would,
you're chunking it up with other bits of stuff.
No, I would take out half the peas and leave them whole and then blend the other half into like a pea mush.
Chunk it up.
Together with the parmesan, the lemon, olive oil, salt and pepper, and then just toss that through hot pasta and it makes like a pea, chunky pea sauce.
Listeners, are you listening?
That's what I made the other day.
Yeah.
That's what I was just talking about.
It's a very classic, pea pasta. A dish, so that's great for leftover.
Hugh Finley Whitting still calls it macaroni peas instead of macaroni cheese.
Yeah, sure.
So that's a great one for leftover peas. Another one for leftover roast potatoes and leftover.
Once again, why would you have them? But
is to make like a breakfast hash. So cube them up and toss them with butter in a pan. If you had,
what about the mouldy sweet potato, the kumara?
Yeah, you could do it with kumara as well. And if you have some ham or bacon, you chuck that in there as well. Fresh herbs, and then just toss it around till it's golden and then top it with a fried egg or a poached egg.
I'm celebrating right now.
This is the sort of thing that you really solidify your position as someone necessary in the house. Don't you? With that, you knock that out in the morning, everyone else gets like, hey, hang on a second, what? Oh, my God, awesome.
Yeah, oh,
awesome.
I'm going to do that this weekend. That sounds delicious. And you could put some chili in that, right?
Yes, you could put chili in. But if you had leftover roast, you know, lamb or something, you could also make it maybe a little bit Middle Eastern-y.
So, I mean, we've talked leftovers, we've talked what's left afterwards, but what is your show pony Easter meal? I know you're going to Thailand, but, I mean, if you weren't going to Thailand... What fare would be on the menu?
I talked about that a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
I said I would do a roast lamb shoulder.
Yeah, that's right.
In a Middle Eastern preparation with a spice rub, slow cook it, shred it, serve it with flatbreads and, you know, Middle Eastern salads and pickles and stuff like that.
Beautiful.
Yogurt.
Just a reminder for anyone.
Nothing too definitive.
That's what I'd be doing. And then leftover hot cross buns, if you have those. And if you're sick of them, you know, you're just sick of eating them toasted. Would you ever be?
Anyway.
You could make a hot cross bun bread and butter pudding. Ooh. So slice them and, you know, pour over. I don't actually know how to make a bread and butter pudding. I've never made one, but I think you just pour over a custard type of mix and then bake it. Yeah.
And you can throw into that... could you throw in like some chocolate nibs?
Yes, you heard chocolate.
Sorry, it's a bit different.
What about just a moat of maple syrup?
You love maple syrup.
Yeah, I do.
You love maple syrup. And then just a sprinkling of cream brulees over the top.
Maybe some coconut ice in there too. Oh my God.
That's your dream.
Happy Easter.
And the other thing is use your freezer. Like, there is no limit to what you can freeze. You can freeze basically really anything. You can freeze milk, cheese. So. What I'm not hearing, guys, here,
and I'm wondering if the listeners are feeling the same thing. I'm not hearing, I mean, apart from the frittata, I'm not hearing eggs. I'm not hearing Easter eggs. I'm not hearing chocolate eggs.
Yeah, well, you're not going to have those. I mean, do you, like I do?
I feel like the chocolate eggs have gone a little bit off the boil for Easter.
Well, I see what you did there. Off the boil.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah.
But I'm serious. I think we've become a wee bit more aware of chunking our kids up too much. I just don't feel that vibe. There's a lot of crappy eggs everywhere.
I didn't really ever get chocolate eggs growing up that much. Well, like maybe like a small one. But you know how some people, like I used to have friends at school that would get like,
they'd
be like, hey, so how many did you get from mum?
What about from the Easter Bunny? What about from Nana and Popper? And what about from, you know, like, this is the thing.
How many did you get growing up?
Yeah, we got to figure. You get an Easter egg from probably three, maybe. One from mum, one from Nana and Popper, sort of thing. Maybe one from someone else.
Yeah, I'd always end up with about three or four.
Which is enough. Quite enough.
I'll tell you now.
One is enough, I reckon.
But I'm just wondering. By all means, text in your thoughts on that, listeners. That important thing.
You were talking about leftover hot cross buns for bread and butter. Someone said hot cross buns for French toast.
Oh, yes. Yeah, with some bacon
and some maple syrup. Just halve it, maybe?
Yeah, you could halve it. You'd have it and you'd dip it in the French toast batter, which is just eggs and milk and a little bit of cinnamon if you want to, you know, sweeten it up. Mm. And then, serve it with bacon and maple syrup. That would be lovely as well.
Beautiful.
What about hitting the piss this Easter? A lot of people are going to be doing that on the booze. Do you have any recommendations there? Is there a traditional Easter drink?
Not that I know of, actually. Yeah. I would be drinking lots of red wine as the weather's getting colder.
You'd be heading down the fast lane to mulled wine, would you?
Yeah, a mulled wine would be nice this time of year. You could make a little, and it's quite Eastery with all the spices
cinnamon stick in there.
Yeah, cinnamon stick, some orange peel, some cloves.
As I get a reindeer as well, why don't you?
Because actually the thing that popped into my head was eggnog, but that's definitely Christmassy.
That's definitely got
But I was just thinking eggs, you know?
Yeah.
But there you go.
So
tell us about this cake you brought in anyway. You've been talking about that.
I've brought in a cake
because it was your birthday.
It's my birthday tomorrow. I've been celebrating all week already. And why stop now?
I like that very much.
Yeah.
Congratulations to you. Have you had a good birthday week?
I've had a great birthday
week. What was your birthday dinner of choice?
On Tuesday night, I took my Nana out for dinner because my Nana and I share the same birthday.
Oh, that's nice.
And so I took her out. And she tunes in on her old transistor radio every Thursday morning.
Hi Nana.
Happy birthday.
We went to Cassia. I took her to Cassia.
Yeah.
And she said she'd never had anything like it. It blew her mind.
Woohoo.
So,
there you go. Well done.
What did you eat? What did you eat at Cassia?
Oh, so many things.
What's a Cassia?
It's Indian. Fine. Sort of a.
Whereabouts?
It's in Fort Lane.
Oh, it's kind of underground a little bit.
Restaurant. Whoa. Yeah,
one you have of my to go friends. Down some steps.
Which is out of it, considering it's all reclaimed land. Just
and then last just night saying. I went to Umu in Kingsland, which is a pizza place where they serve sourdough pizza. And next door they have a bar called Next Door. Cleverly. Yeah, and they serve great cocktails there, and you can get the pizza from next door.
Oh, over
to the
nice.
Bar. And that was
I'll just
amazing.
Be in the bar.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll just be in the bar well, when a, that's
there,
ready. Thanks.
There is a, you know, open door connecting the two, so you don't have to go far.
And feeling all right for the flight today?
Yes, feeling all right, yeah.
Good,
and,
good.
Yeah, and then I'll...
Not hungover or anything
Thai food
from the partying last night.
But we never got to this next cake. Door.
This cake is a hummingbird cake, and it's...
Made of birds.
From the recipes from Jamie's Oliver's Comfort Food book, which is an amazing cookbook for winter. It's got so many delicious things in there. And it's banana and pineapple with cream cheese frosting.
Yum.
Yeah.
Well, I mean... Oh, that's what you say. The only way to really test that is wouldn't you say
to eat it?
Yeah,
yeah, I'd say so.
Yeah.
Probably.
Yeah. I didn't.
You're really ready for it. Aren't
I'm
really,
that's
I
a, that s- is
I've
a,
not seen you like this.
That
before.
Little that little lineup of flavors really yeah. We'll that's just ticks all my boxes.
We'll get it cut and give you a piece in a minute.
All right. Well, well, you have a wonderful Easter.
I will.
Thank
yes,
you very
thank
much.
You.
That's some sound advice today, and have a wonderful trip abroad.
We won't see you next week because it's a public holiday
Anzac
next
day,
Thursday.
Yes, but I'll see you after that.
Right,
yes.
good job.
Yumbo. Breakfast food on 95 BFM.
One.
Now,
two,
shall I put this ooh, out in the kitchen?
Get down!
Oh, no, don't tell anyone out there about it. Hopefully, they're listening to another radio station, so. 22 minutes past 8 o'clock, time for James Brown.
Paid the cost to be the boss. Look at me, you know what you see. See a bad mother. Look at me, you know what you see. See a bad mother. Paid the cost to be the boss. Paid the cost to be the boss. Look at me. We'll be right back.
Celebrate New Zealand Music Month at Alan Melville Centre. Every Friday in May, Alan Melville Centre are hosting a live broadcast of 95BFM Drive with Johnny and Big Hungry. Plus, guest DJs spinning Kiwi classics and incredible free live musical performances. Featuring Skeela, Chai, Being, Lucky Boy, Surf Friends, Ounce, and DJs Zach Arnold, Dubhead, Tina Turntables and Sigrid. New Zealand Music Month at Alan Melville Centre. Free live music every Friday in May, 4 to 7 p.m. For more info, find Alan Melville Centre on Facebook or go to 95bfm.com.
Oh, nice car, man. It's massive.
It's not a car, man. It's a bus.
Ah, nice bus. Sorry, I don't know much about cars.
And it's not mine. It's a skip bus. You buy a ticket and stuff.
Righto. It's nice, though. It's nice.
What?
I said it's nice. It's a nice bus.
Hang on. Yeah, it is nice. Free Wi-Fi, and it takes you right around the North Island.
Gee whiz!
95BFM Drive with Johnny and Big Hungry. Taking you the extra mile however you're travelling.
4 to 7 every weekday afternoon.
95BFM Drive, thanks to Skip.
Cheaper.
Cheaper, faster, funner.
Honor.
Go to skip.travel.
This week at the Hollywood Avondale.
It's school holidays, so the week starts with kid-friendly classics on 35mm daily at 2 p.m. Milo and Otis on Monday, the 1940 original Pinocchio on Tuesday, and Once Upon a Forest on Wednesday. Then on Thursday, it's the original teen vampire movie, The Lost Boys, at 7:30 p.m.
The Hollywood Avondale, your local independent church of cinema. Tickets and details at hollywoodavondale.nz or our Facebook page.
Hakarongo mai, it's Māori words, because he waka eke noa.
Aitua, accident, mishap.
Damn, damn, damn. Oh, I've spilled all your lovely milk.
Aw, hey Aitua, don't cry, we can clean it up.
I'm not crying about the milk. There's just a lot going on for me right now.
Aitua, accident, mishap.
Māori words, karawhiua, give it a go.
I can just feel it in the air. I can just people who have properties are just going, oh, phew-wee. Ooh, I've escaped that murderous tax.
BFM News Headlines.
Ata Maria, here are your news headlines for this hour. A new study shows Kiwi chicks are more likely to survive longer following 1080 pest control. The Ata Elian Memorial Futsal Tournament is being held this weekend to honour one of the victims of the Christchurch terror attacks. The upcoming Indonesian election has seen an escalation of violence between state and rebel forces. And Yemen is facing a resurgence of cholera, with over 2,000 new cases happening daily. Whakaronga tonu mai, stay tuned for these stories in full, along with weather and surf, coming up at 9 o'clock.
Magnificent, thank you. BFM, good morning. Your comments, please.
Yes, this government back down tax, man, it is gutless.
I'm trying not to use the word drop nuts.
Look, all they had to do was just target, just make it a one target, property speculators only, not go for the capital, not go for the KiwiSaver, which we all need, not go for business. They only had to get this generation by saying property speculators. That's all they had to do. These guys have got to be spoon-fed. They are sick.
I find it really weird that there's that entitlement that people think they can just, that it's okay for them to make money a certain way and not pay tax, while everyone else has to make money and pay tax.
Yes, but the biggest one is the property speculation. That's the one they should have gone for. Only advertise that as a property speculator tax.
Where were you though when all the naysayers, when it first came out there, and all you heard was people saying, "Oh, stupidest idea ever! Oh, it's going to suck! Oh, the world will end." Where were you then? You weren't crowing then. You weren't giving us a call on BFM then, were you?
No, I supported this thing. I supported this whole thing. I supported Winston Peters and all the rest of it getting in there so they can start this thing off. I wrote this to Phil Twyford. I wrote this to Grant Robertson.
Well, there needed to be more people like you then, I think.
Yeah, well, all this generation has got to get on the social media and just express that to Phil Twyford on the housing property speculation tax. I wrote him for months and months and months. I was having him day and night over it. And all the rest of them, and buddy, the Green Party. I wrote old-fashioned letters, mate. This is how the last generation got to where they are now. And this generation isn't doing enough of it.
It's actually a pretty good example of the way that all played out, of everyone just getting their news second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth hand, their little news tidbit, and going, "Oh, well, I've heard this is happening, and I've heard that's happening. I reckon that'd be really bad, and I don't want it to be that." But, you know, the lack of investigation that went into it from almost everybody who had a comment to make about it, I thought was pretty depressing. This is the whole thing. Get off your phones. Yesterday I was walking up from the car park and there were 40 people that I saw, and every single person was on their phone, like their phone was more interesting than the day around them.
Exactly.
And that was really weird.
And this is why. And then they wonder why. They had a TV interview last night on TV3 interviewing young people about Abergain tax. They're all disappointed. But how many of them will actually get on social media or even write an old-fashioned letter to Phil Twyford, to Grant Robertson, and express their concern?
Thank you very much indeed.
Playing the Tuning Fork, May 25th, 95 BFM presents Sun Kil Moon.
I woke up this morning, August 3rd. It's been a pretty slow and uneventful summer. Went to visit a friend in Santa Fe. Went to New Orleans and went to see my family. Woke up this morning, it occurred. I needed one more track to finish up. I was feeling out of fuel and uninspired. Laid in my bed too long, a little down, a little tired. Met my girl and we walked down Union Street. I was scattered and my head was in a bunch of places. Bought a $350 pair of lampshades and we ate at Perry's and I ordered crab cakes. Blue crab cakes. Blue crab. Said I seemed distracted, and that's what was going on with me. I said I can't explain it, it's a middle-aged thing. She said okay and ate her eggs Benedict. And I looked at the walls cluttered with sports bar shit. Sports bar shit. Sports bar shit. Sports bar shit. Ba-ba-ba. Ba-ba-ba. call my father, talked a little bit with my sister. She's got a new boyfriend, he's a deer hunter, and she's getting used to venison. And my dad's still fighting with his girlfriend about his flirting with the girls at Panera Bread. My mom was good but sounded out of breath. I worry so much about her, I worry to death. I worry to death. I worry about her to death. The other night I went and saw the postal service. Ben's my friend, but getting there was the worst. Trying to park and getting up the hill and finding a spot amongst the drunk kids staring at themselves. Standing at the back of the crowd of 8,000. Thought of Ben when I met him in 2000 at a festival in Spain. He was on the small stage then and I didn't know his name. Now he's singing at the Greek and he's busting moves. And my legs were hurting and my feet were too. I called him after, said I'll skip the backstage high bye. But thanks for the nice music and all the exercise. And we laughed and it was alright. And we laughed and it was alright. And it was alright. Between a middle-aged guy with a backstage pass, a guy with a gut hanging around like a jackass. Everybody there was 20 years younger at least. At least not this, not my fondest memory. Carried my legs back down the hill, gave my backstage pass to cute Asian girls. Drove to my place near Tahoe, got my hot tub and I thought, well that's how it goes. And it was quiet and I was listening to the crickets and Ben's still out there selling lots of tickets. And though I'm content, there's a tinge of competitiveness, but Ben's my friend and I know he gets it. Then a couple of days my meltdown passed. Back to the studio doing 12-hour shifts, singing a song about one thing or another. Another day behind the microphone this summer. This tenderloin. This tenderloin summer. This tenderloin summer. Ba-ba.
This ain't what you want. What you want.
Playing Shed 10, July 17th. James Blake. Red light, green light, red light, green light, red light, green light, green light, green light,
fast cars. Fast money, fast life, fast bronze. Off the back of Assume Form, the strongest record of his career, this Splendor sideshow will be a truly unforgettable experience.
Oh, you're gone to the brink.
James Blake.
I'm going there.
Assume Form.
Why don't I come with?
Wednesday, July 17th at Shed 10. Tickets on sale now from secretsounds.com.
Skybus delivers stress-free, budget-friendly travel to the airport. Jump online and pay only $18 from the CBD. Or, by return, it's cheaper than one way in a taxi or rideshare. It's also a better choice for the environment. Skybus keeps cars off the road, so they're the ultimate green solution. Less pollution, traffic jams, and energy consumption. With services every 10 minutes in peak times, we reckon it's pretty easy going green. Jump online and join the green revolution at skybus.co.nz.
You're wrecking that coffee.
Yeah, tamp it clockwise.
What? No, just force it. Shit.
Excuse me. Speaking as the 2015 Northland Barista Champion, all of you are quite wrong.
Get the good word on coffee making from the best in the biz. Altura Coffee Company's new website is packed with goodies, including barista courses so you can finally barista brag. Buy great coffee, take some courses, and use the code BFM to get 10% off online coffee orders. All at alturacoffee.co.nz. Find Altura Coffee on Instagram and share the love.
The most charismatic man in music. All singing, all drumming, Anderson .Paak is back with a new album, Ventura. Packed with hot tunes, wild features, and executive produced by Dr. Dre. Don't forget. So, of course, it's our album of the week. If you want to win a copy for your own little self, just grab your B card and stay tuned to